In a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out.
Fuck you, Cameron. Look at the weather in Pittsburgh. Look at this. That's a fucking fumble, dude. That's a fumble. He shanked it.
Oh!
Fumble-a-ya. Fucking Taysom Hill, dude. Fucking Hopkins, dude. The Rams look like shit.
Football. Sorry, guys.
Ooh, hello, and welcome to another Three Stars Podcast episode for Halloween 2023.
Ooh, spooky.
What did we do the first year? We were live. We went live,
we
which we've never
live.
Done again. We have
right.
not done that. And we got shit-faced.
We went live for like 3 hours.
I know.
We bitched about candy corn
candy
for three
corn.
Hours.
And fucking David, my brother-in-law, David Tampabula, it was like, you guys are still talking about candy corn?
I know.
Oh my God.
I didn't think anyone was listening.
He left and walked away and came back.
I know. And we got shit-faced off of what? Pumpkin porters?
We had, I think, like
with
five
a shot.
Different. Yeah, we had five different pumpkin beers.
God, it
and
was
we
so
had.
Good.
Well, we were doing drop shots.
Yes, with
ooh,
Bailey's.
That's a good idea.
We did Bailey's and a porter of some sort. It was amazing.
We
too.
Did and Screwball. We did. It was Black. Screwball, Bailey's, and
a drop shot and a
like
porter?
Pumpkin porter
oh,
or something man. Like that.
Oh no, we were doing pumpkin bonds.
Yeah,
those were badass.
Those were so good.
That was a
good.
Totally original recipe, too.
They were really good.
They were really good. Well, welcome back to the third Halloween episode.
Kamara just got hurt.
Bill's watching football. Of Three Stars Podcast. and Brad and Bill, my two lovely bros, are over here commenting about their fantasy football.
Hey, we said this was going to happen at least once
so
this season.
So here we go. This year, we're going to be talking about pumpkin patches. Halloween's kind of a challenging season. We really wanted to go to the Stanley Hotel, and unfortunately, that fell through. We thought that would be a good one. We also talked about going to haunted houses.
Red Rum.
Talked about going to haunted houses. We didn't make it there. We've had some situations come up this past week. It's been a really rough week.
Schedules are hard.
I get scared really easily.
Scheduling. Yeah, me too. I pee my pants often, even if I just laugh too hard.
It's the back door for me.
You get a little anal leakage.
Gross.
But this year, we decided to, as a family, as a Three Stars Podcast family, and as a Kaplan Bolte Woods family, and Hutchinson family, we decided to go ahead and go to a pumpkin patch and pick out pumpkins, which
that's
was
something
fun.
That we do every year.
We do. The Kaplan Bolte Woods family, we do that every year.
I've never done that before.
First time?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
you've
fab.
Never ever been to a pumpkin
I
patch?
I didn't want to put too much pressure on you guys. So
fabulous. Yeah.
You were very gentle.
I thought it was very beautiful.
I saw the pictures.
Calming, quiet situation, and we all just kind of wandered around looking for pumpkins. And
did you see my pumpkin? Oh, you came in the back door.
My favorite, yeah, that's layered. When when we were like separated out in the field, and I called Samantha, and I was like,
"Where are you?"
I was like, "Where are you?" And Bill was high as fuck.
High enough.
And
Brad, why did you put these in coops and not in a Power Ranger?
Samantha's all like, oh, well, I see Bill walking my way like a fucking zombie.
I know. You were just so out of it. And rightly so. You have every right to be. But yes, today we're going to be talking about pumpkin patches. And they're not just about pumpkin patches anymore. They're, you know, most of these pumpkin patch places, these farms, they have all sorts of things to keep your child entertained. Because
yeah, it's a theme park now.
Right.
Yeah,
after.
And apparently there's a height limit on the bounce house, so
you cannot go in and
interpret
jump in
that
it.
However
Sorry.
You like.
Nice
but,
try.
You have to be this tall, or you can't be
that tall.
But you know, nobody wants to take their 5-year-old to a pumpkin patch and the kid being like, be here, bye, this is so boring. So they've now come up with bouncy castles, hill slides, little train rides, hay rides.
There's a train there
at these certain places that I've looked at on the internet, these different farms. Yeah, there's corn mazes. There's haunted corn mazes. I mean, there's just all sorts of stuff now at pumpkin patches. It's not just pumpkins.
We went to one year with your brother-in-law, sister,
mom.
Yep. Yeah. And there was like this, there was like a great,
brother-in-law's mom.
I was just trying to think of everyone that was there. Anyway, and like they had a really awesome like corn maze and everything.
Yeah, we did the corn maze.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Sounds horrifying.
So that's what we're going to be hitting on. Please make sure to like, to share, to subscribe with our podcast. Go ahead and let us know what you think of us, please. We're still waiting on some feedback from all of you. And not my friend Tasha or... Who's your friend from Facebook now? No, you do. Your friend from Facebook is his name Shay? Yeah.
He's my friend from real life.
Yeah. Shay, thank you. But we're also waiting on the rest of you to make some comments. Aaliyah, you're always great at it, so we'll exempt you from it too. Tasha, Shay, and Aaliyah, who else?
And Morgan,
you all four are exempt from commenting because...
Well, no, keep commenting.
I mean, you can keep commenting. But the rest of you,
we need
challenge...
We need you to double down, actually.
We triple dog dare the rest of you to comment or to share or to, you know, send us a meme that you think is great. Okay. Let's see. Do we have any shout-outs today?
Oh, we got shout-outs.
I got a shout-out.
That was fucking perfect.
I almost read Bill's shout out off of this. I was like,
Don't fucking do it.
Why am I shouting this person out? No, I'm going to shout out an old college friend of mine, Carl Henriksen, who lived out here in Denver from 2000 to 2004. We went to college together, and that was like
bartending college?
Yeah. For 4 years.
It's a school to attend.
That was just 1-800 one of those friendships that like kicked off immediately.
I hate him.
And has stuck, you know, for now, you know, over 20 years. And he just came for a visit, brought me a bottle of whiskey from Florida.
I saw that. St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was distilled in Florida?
Yeah.
I took like 10 sips of it last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
It's delicious.
I also took maybe 10 sips out of the bottle.
Anyway, yeah, so shout out. We went and got to have lunch together and hang out for a couple hours and catch up. So, yeah, shout out.
Bill, do you have a shout out, sweetie?
Tony Curtis and... she's my cousin. And also cousin Justin.
Wait, Tony Curtis is a
famous
singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jamie Lee Curtis's dad.
I'm not certain that's her last
name. This is T-O-N-I. Tony has done it again.
Yeah. Tony. That's an obscure reference. I hope this is our first episode that she listens to. She didn't know that we had a podcast. I was talking to her about it. And Robert with Uber. Because he drove me from Castle Rock to my house last night.
Fuck yeah.
In the middle of the fucking snowstorm.
Yeah. Robert.
He was a total gem.
I hope they paid him extra.
That's not something I really want to get into, but I play Lyft and Uber against each other, and it did flip-flop. Like, at first, Uber was like $150.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It wasn't cheap. But he was a total sweetheart, and... I think he was from Chicago, I believe, is what he said, because we were just talking about the weather, and I was like, dude, I don't know. People live on the East Coast, and he's like, me either. That place fucking sucks. Like and share, everybody on the East Coast. Love, happiness. Hope you guys are fucking tuning in. Thank you for being cool. That's all. Mm. That's all I got.
I'm going to shout out. I can't even do it without crying.
Oh, see? It's tough.
Somebody who passed away who I totally loved and kept in touch with when I left Pensacola, Jessica Knoll. Love you. I'm so sorry. And to the whole Knoll family and to her son, Lil C. Gosh, what a heartbreak. So to you, all of you. And I'm also going to shout out David Iretta. David was my former manager of a former restaurant, and he had a situation happen and is now in a serious, not critical condition, but a serious, sad state. And David, I just, you know, I really do hope the best for you, and I hope that I hope you get back to yourself. So, to those people. All right.
Don't sip and scoot.
Don't sip and scoot, guys. Gosh, please. I cannot stress
you can get a DUI. Think about it like that.
Yeah. Before we carve into these reviews, we're going to start with a drink. Brad, what are we drinking today?
What are we
are drinking Bill's favorite rum drink that doesn't get rum, and that is the Corpse Reviver.
Because it's also Halloween.
Yeah, we were either going to do Corpse Survivors or Zombies, and I only needed one ingredient for the Corpse Reviver, and I needed like six for the Zombies.
No, I actually
happened to have one of the fucking...
Yeah, you had one of the ingredients, which
and
is
he bought
the,
it anyways.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, yep.
I actually could contribute. That's
okay.
It's okay to
have multiple bottles at the bar.
Corpse Reviver.
I have multiple bottles.
Shall we sip on these revivers?
We should watch The Reanimator. Is what we should do. I've never actually watched it.
Me either.
Well, that's really good.
It's tart.
It is. I'm surprised you're drinking this because you don't like tart things, Brad.
Yeah, and I knew going in. The reason I chose the Corpse Reviver is because it was one of the first quote unquote craft cocktails I'd ever learned to make.
Bob the Beachcomber?
No.
At the bowling
actually,
alley.
Actually, no one knows. Well, I'll get into it.
Okay. I mean, I was told that I wasn't involved enough in happy hour once upon a time, so I'm just gonna.
Okay, so yeah, we're gonna skip that what you just said, and we're gonna go ahead and move into appetizers. Who wants to take the first appetizer?
I'll read it.
Get it.
Read it.
I've never been here. I've never even heard of this place.
Right,
this
okay.
is...
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait.
Pumpkin
so
patches?
Everybody.
Pause.
So everyone, I did do a Google search of pumpkin patches, and there the top five came up according to the 5280
fucking acres.
5280 magazine. These are a few from the top five.
Gotcha.
Well, there's two from the top five. One of them is the one that we went to, and it's not in the top five. So that's why you didn't hear of it. But I mean, there's quite a few pumpkin patches all over the state and metro.
Cool. This is Fritzler Farm Park. They have 4 stars overall on Google. They're in La Salle, Colorado. I don't even know where that is.
It's closer to Greeley, but if you take 76 up.
Gotcha. This is 5 stars from Google, 4 days of Ganu.
Yeah.
Okay. We took a leadership group of high school students to Fritzler Farm Park. We came for Scream Acres, and the bonus was all the other fun activities and atmosphere. Scream Acres was great and quite terrifying. The lines were a little long, but not unlike other haunted corn mazes in town. I love how they had actors come out and interact with people in the lines. I was impressed with how long the attraction was, longer than any other I've been to in the area. It was definitely worth the drive, and everyone had a great time. I highly recommend this place.
Okay.
Okay.
Decent
2 stars.
Pictures.
Decent. Yeah, where are your pictures?
Yeah.
She was
too
what
scared.
Was the cost?
Yeah. I like no joke. If actors are coming out and interacting within
the line,
yeah, like take
Let
pictures
it.
Of them.
Yeah,
right.
Get pictures
of them. What did they look
what
like?
What did they look like?
Were they scary? Were they not scary? Like, because if they have mazes and maybe some things for kids as well, was this more of like a daytime attraction or was it like a haunted kind
nice
of attraction?
Attraction. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little more detail would have been nice, but overall for the review, it's
Yeah.
It's decent.
And of course we like 5-star reviews on places.
We do. I didn't want to plague this episode with lots of negative reviews.
Yeah.
And honestly, most of the negative reviews that I read, same thing over and over again. Lines were too long. Lines were too long.
It's
lines
were too long. Fucking Halloween, dude.
Right.
Yeah, for
and
real.
That's that was the situation that we ran into last year when we did haunted houses. Lines were too long. Lines were too long. Lines were too long. So I didn't feel like putting.
I'd like to know too. Like I know that it's a leadership group of high school students.
Yeah.
But was that during school or did they take them outside of school hours?
Man, I would hope it was during school.
Well, I mean,
take a break.
Yeah, but you know, like sometimes like sometimes these things they like want to take them to like have experiences, right? Like my son just went and did like a 2-night overnight retreat with the whole 9th grade and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, locking it at the rec center?
They went off property.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I had to lock in at the rec center and we watched Ninja Turtles and it changed my life.
Oh, those are great.
Oh, so great.
Yeah. Lock-ins are awesome.
Masterpiece of American cinema. Anyways.
I'm sorry. Hold it.
Lock in at the rec center?
No, but it's just like how serious.
I shit you not. I'm gonna watch that movie today.
I'm not making fun of you. It's just
good because it's not something that you made fun of.
Wait, hold on. The original.
How dare you, sir? Okay. I'm a man of culture.
Not the one with vanilla ice
Bill,
in it.
What do you think of this review?
If I could go back in time for any concert, it would be the Vanilla Ice and Ninja Turtle concert.
Ninja rap.
Bill, what do you think of this?
I'm unimpressed.
And I could see why you say that.
It's a good review. It's good. It's two stars.
It's not anything exciting and spectacular. Some of the other reviews I read about
of the children.
Yes. Oh no. Some of the other reviews I read about Fritzl Farm was that you can get your tickets online or you can get them there at the entrance. Your tickets.
Oh, okay.
Uh huh. And
you probably get your ticks.
You probably get ticks standing too, in line. Yeah. But the tickets, they're online are more expensive, I think was what I read, than they were.
Go Ninja, go.
You know, at the entrance. So that might be something to keep in mind as well when you're going to these pumpkin patches.
I don't know. When we went to the pumpkin patch, it didn't seem like they were, I don't want to say technologically inept. It was almost like a choice to not be like plugged in. And how do you get internet when you're in the middle of fucking nowhere?
Well, yeah, they have to put out like satellite things to
why would you do that?
Right. Well, and I love the, we talked about this.
I thought about it.
It's
since,
a big
since
cash
then.
Business. Yeah, it's a big cash business.
Okay, we're not going to get into that. Okay. No.
No, but I'll just say about this review, I love that it is concise. There are just a couple things that I would want to know a little bit more about.
Yeah. I'm going to give it 2 stars. Ditto. 2 for Bill. So, yeah, what is that?
2.
All around. Cool. All right. Appetizer number 2.
Bill.
Rock Creek Farms, 4 stars overall, Broomfield, Colorado. 5-star Google a week ago. What is it? Is it stars on Google or is it circles? Is that TripAdvisor?
It's stars.
It's stars.
Circles is TripAdvisor.
Okay. First time here. Super cute place.
Nice.
We really enjoyed the pumpkin patch. There was bounce houses. I'm sorry.
I like it. Keep going.
I don't know if I can. A cute Halloween themed pumpkin field. Amazing. Several games and activities and some super cute farm animals to visit with. I love how you chose visit. Interpret that how you will. That's not in the review. The staff was super happy and kind. Also, the pumpkin bread is to die for. Lots of different pumpkins for every budget and need.
So I picked this one because
It's a decent review.
It's overall, it gives multiple snippets of what you can expect at this pumpkin patch. Although the Halloween themed pumpkin field, we didn't see that.
Is this the one we went to?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't see how it was Halloween themed.
I didn't see that at all.
I didn't see that either.
This is a week ago?
Yeah, we were literally there a week ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. I didn't
like
I didn't,
literally.
Literally. But
Bill, did you write this review?
No. You would know if I wrote it because I would not have. Because
it would be 3 sentences long.
I didn't see the farm animals.
I saw them.
Okay.
I saw them. They were off in the distance behind the shed. Bill is also commentating, folks. If you hear Bill Tourette-ing stuff, he's actually watching football again.
New York versus New York.
Watching
we
football.
We should be
right
at Occidental
now,
right now, and it's raining. This game is going to suck all the ass.
I have to work later. So, okay.
No, you don't.
Super cute place. Enjoyed the pumpkin patch, which they do have. Rock Creek Farms is huge. They have.
I thought it was cute.
They have. It was cute. Super cute.
Super cute.
Super cute. They have a huge field where you can go and drive out and then walk. And pick out your pumpkins. There is a bounce house. I didn't see the Halloween themed pumpkin field. That could have been something.
I didn't see that either.
I don't know if that's a different thing.
There were games and activities. There were farm animals. And gentlemen, what did you think of the pumpkin bread?
I don't remember.
We had like, that wasn't pumpkin bread.
That was more like pumpkin cake.
It was like pumpkin spice cake.
What did you think of it?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. See, there you go.
I boofed it.
Was it free?
I mean, it was free to Bill.
I paid for it.
That's true. We paid for it. So.
When you're cute like I am, lots of stuff comes from.
That's true.
I'll say this about them too.
It's not actually free. It does have a price.
Mm-hmm. We do go to this one every year. This year, the pumpkins out in the field were much smaller than in years past.
They were.
If you then went up to the area where you pay, they also have, like, if you don't want to have to go through the pumpkin field to find your own, they have a bunch of pumpkins that are pulled out that you can just go ahead and pay for. Pick out and pay for, I should say, but not in the field.
Or
and
neglect to mention how many pumpkins.
Some of them were enormous.
Yeah. I didn't see that many big pumpkins.
They had them like off to the right and the left.
I saw them
in those stands.
In the stands.
Yes, but not in the field.
And then they did you see the Jigundo one that they had? And it was only $30. It was like
I saw that one.
The size of a
I didn't have time to carve the one that I got. So.
Well, yeah, we haven't either yet. That's
I drew on it.
That's nice. I like it.
I made a Venom pumpkin.
But here's the deal.
A Vumpkin.
You can't expect like if you don't go to these pumpkin patches at the beginning of October, you cannot expect to get the best pumpkins. And that was some of the complaints that I heard from other people in different websites on different websites. That, you know, oh, the food was rotten. It's terrible. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, when did you go? When did
the
you go?
Did
you?
Food was rotten.
November.
Well, you'll see it in this next one.
Okay.
Or maybe not this next one. I think it's in a dessert. Like, if you go in at the end of October, beginning of November, when we now have snow on the ground,
right.
when there's a frost,
funny you should
you're
mention
not going to get the biggest, the freshest, the, you know, the firmest. Produce, pumpkin, whatever. It's
still,
not going to happen.
I still was a bit surprised, though, and because we've gone at about the same time many times over, and we've gotten very large pumpkins.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if they were actually this. The you mentioned the frost, and whenever that first frost comes, you end up being royally screwed.
Yeah.
And we've been there after the first frost, and the pumpkins were shit.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they actually went out because they thought we were getting the first frost a week before that.
Oh. And they
I wonder
them.
If they went and they picked out some of those choice ones so that they wouldn't get ruined.
Probably. And, I feel like they would have had to.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they did have some of those larger ones when we went up to the stand to pay.
And how were the prices when we paid?
Oh, amazing.
Cheap?
Much cheaper than if you go to like King Supers or Whole Foods or Sprouts or something like that to go and
or
buy
Three
one.
Leaf Farms.
I would say, I would say like half the price. I brought $100 in cash with me, expecting, you know, it to be close to that and knowing that they only took cash there.
Yeah.
But I ended
their...
Stop it. No.
But yeah, like we ended up, I think we spent $50 and that was,
that's great.
That we came out of there with five pumpkins, a couple of the teeny tiny pumpkins.
Yeah.
And we each got a treat.
A treat. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
That's pretty damn good.
And we spent over an hour there hanging out, all of us just like walking around, figuring out what our pumpkins were going to be.
What life is really all about.
I got to say that, like, no joke, that crossed my mind a lot while we were out there.
It's just so serene.
Well, and when you're out there and you're picking pumpkins in a pumpkin patch, it is... Every one of us is looking for a different pumpkin that kind of like speaks to us in a way.
Yep.
Right. It's like this is the way I'm like uniquely figuring out what matches my thought right now. Right.
Right.
And like it's just like this. It's a real Zen experience to go and do it.
It
and
really
I've been going
was.
To pumpkin patches since I was a kid. Like we have pictures of me and my brother and sister when we were, you know, like 4, 5, 6 years old in pumpkin patches.
Yeah. What are we going to rate this one?
I disagree. I was there. One star. I disagree. I disagree. I liked it. I had a great time.
This was a positive review. What are you talking about?
I said what I said.
I'm giving it 2 stars, even though there's not much to it. It is very positive.
It is positive. There are snippets of everything. I'm going to give it 1 star because I think you could have gone into more detail. But I mean, overall, this isn't a terrible, terrible review at all. So what did you have?
Two one one.
2-1-1.
1.33333.
Yeah, whatever. That sounds good. Sounds
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
All right. Shall we go ahead and move into Behind Bars with Bill? Bill, can you focus
I'm focused.
Behind Bars
I'm
with
focused.
Bill?
No, I don't have anybody going. I do, but like they're on my attention.
Behind Bars with Bill, ladies and gentlemen. Take it
so
away
this
now.
One's gonna be fun. And honestly, I'm just figuring this out like right now. I'm going to talk about snow days.
Woo
and, like, it always snows by Halloween in Colorado.
Pretty much.
And the Farmer's Almanac is something that is referenced often.
Mm-hmm.
But I,
you brought that up once before.
I challenge you to find anything on the actual Farmer's Almanac, because it is turning out to be a little bit more difficult than I thought. Because it's not an actual thing. People reference the Farmer's Almanac, but it's like this nebulous thing. It's not something you're like,
I mean, it's a book you can buy.
It's a book that you can buy, but like, so you buy the book last year, how to, like, the guy that writes it, and I just learned this.
The farmer?
Essentially, he goes by a pseudonym like Corey Weatherman or some fucking shit.
Mm.
And yeah, and like the formula that he uses is not something that
he's willing
to share.
It's like one of those made up names.
Yeah, it's
like
a pseudonym.
Like it's Ace Frehley.
Right. Okay.
IP Daily.
Kiss is a fucking is a national treasure. But no, and like, because I like this storm, and I was talking to it with my new friend Robert with Uber last night, and it was like okay, like my old man was like, oh, 7 inches in Castle Rock, and I was like, you're fucking high. And then
you're
I
not
was,
that big.
And then I was, I don't want to know. But so I'm leaving Castle Rock and the wet snow, you know, and I'm like, coming from a Lyft Uber driver, somebody that drives regularly, he was like, yeah, this is bad. And like, it was, I really showed my age, cause I was just like, oh, these fucking whippersnappers and they're fucking rear wheel drive. So, and he was loving it anyways, but no, like, so from what I've heard, like this year is supposed to be really wet cause El Nino or what the fuck ever, like to be a weatherman, make up some words some more. But
to be really wet because
wet and heavy.
Of boys.
Yes.
Got it.
Because of little boys. Not gorditos. But no, and I don't know, like, not to flex, I'm not a native, but I've lived here long enough and it feels like about every 7 years, like the winters are
pretty harsh.
Pretty fucking shitty.
Yeah.
And last year was real bad because we had that nebulous storm and it fucking got, the temperature dropped like 30 degrees in a day and then it snowed. And even like when that happens and the sun comes out, because you had 300 days of sunshine in Colorado, nobody gives a fuck. And it makes it worse when the sun comes out after a storm like this and then it freezes again. The roads are even shittier.
Shit.
Yep.
And I bring it up because someone has to go to fucking work today.
I'm sorry.
I'm not mad at you. I just take issue with it. I think it's fucked up. I think the airport in particular, the demands they put on their employees is a little fucked up.
Especially for their location.
It's not easy to get there.
No.
And you brought up the parking situation, which is a whole nother thing. But it's like, if you're going to put these kind of demands on people, like, There's a give and take, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure, I'll go out of my way. I'll only have one fucking holiday off.
Yeah.
I hate the holidays. I want to be at work any fucking ways. But like, I want to be around other miserable people. And what better place than the airport? But but there's got to be some give and take, some recompense, I think is the word. I don't know if I'm using that right. But like, if I'm gonna do this for you,
what are you gonna give me?
Quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what is in it for me? Oh, insurance. Cool. It's a job. I'm supposed to have insurance. I don't know if you know this, but you're supposed to do that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But it just you got me thinking about it. And like the commute last night, and like, just like, I was supposed to work last night and it's a personal shit I had to deal with. And it's still like, it's a thing. And living in Colorado, like, it depends on who you talk to. Like, I've had a situation where it was a storm like this and I'm like, dude, I'm not coming into work. And I was like, I have to take the train. And my boss like argued with me. He's like, you just said you had to take the train. I was like, yeah, but I have to walk to and from the fucking train, dude. Like, and this is the, we're in the service industry. That was the response I got. And I'm like, yeah. And I don't feel like
serving
anyone
today.
Okay. The alleyway is closed. The dumpster's fucking closed. Like, I'm being a little obtuse about it. I press for time, but it pisses me off how we're expected to show up just because people can either don't care or they didn't plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fucked up. I know I live in Colorado and it's part of the thing, but like, that is a two-way conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you as a employer have to understand, I don't make enough money to risk my fucking life to come fucking hang out with you. Are you going to show up? Are you going to be there? Are you going to be their boss? Then what the fuck? Are you going to come pick me up and drop me off? And like, it harkens back to the dark times of the fucking View House, you know, like when the riots was going down and the quarantine and stuff, you know, like we went to work and I remember very specifically, I'm like, dude, I don't want to be down here. Like Ubers are fucking $80.
I remember that.
Yep.
Curfew's 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay for my fucking Uber right. in and out? Because right. I'm practically starving to death.
Yep.
But nobody gives a shit.
No.
And like, I feel like this is like the underlying theme of the podcast is like, we're fucking people. Like we matter. And like, we got shit going on too. Yep. And nobody gives a fuck.
Nope.
Well, but we have to give a fuck.
That was evident with the essential workers thing throughout the pandemic. Right. I mean, we were not designated essential workers. We had time off. We went back earlier than
way
most.
Way earlier.
But no one actually gave a shit about the people who were suddenly designated essential workers.
Liquor store owners,
all the drivers, doctors.
Everyone at the EMT, supermarkets.
Supermarkets, yeah.
Oh, God, fuck the goddamn grocery store, dude.
Yeah, like I felt really bad, right? Because no one, like people were, when we came back, oh, I'm so grateful you're here.
Right. For all of a week.
So you can get your drink on.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And then have somebody to bitch
were you
about.
But were you walking in and thanking the grocery store attendants mm-hmm. for, you know, I'm so glad that you're here. Otherwise, I'd never be able to get my groceries.
Right. Thank you for stocking the shelves with whatever you had.
So when you talk about like snow days and work, though, I had two occasions when I worked for Fridays where we got like a foot and a half, 2 feet of snow.
Overnight, too, that's a lot of fucking snow.
And Fridays refused to close.
Yeah, see, and our, fuck that. That is a corporate fucking decision.
Our director of operations was like, no, we're opening. And
so you go open the fucking store then.
So when I got there, there were, let's see, there were four front of house employees. There were three front of house employees and one of their girlfriends was hosting.
What?
There were two managers and one cook and the place was fucking
empty.
Packed.
It was packed.
Packed.
I mean, honestly, Red Robin last night was pretty busy.
The only place that was open and it was packed. Yeah. Everyone else was smart and closed. Yeah. So I got there. I didn't even bartend. I was running. We had one guy who he was. It was all bartenders that showed up. By the way,
of course, because we hate ourselves.
One was running 30 tables in the restaurant.
Jeez.
The other
30
was
fucking
running,
tables
was running all of the tables, cocktailing. We had one bartender. We had the girlfriend host, and then I was just like food running, bussing, washing dishes. You know, I would do a little service bar.
You were the tight end. You were the Gronkowski.
Exactly.
You've heard me
and
say
then,
that.
And then both the managers were cooking. So good. I was also then good expoing.
Fuck
I
them.
Mean, the whole thing was
the Chicanos
nightmare.
On the fucking line were like, uh-uh. No. It was, no say.
It
fucking
was crazy.
Gringo, pinche gringo.
And the DO called and was like, are you guys okay?
No.
No,
we're
bitch.
Not okay. Where are
check
you
the
at?
Fucking
the
numbers.
The funny thing was I said, well, if you could get here, that would be great. And
yeah,
then
you
I like, hung
good.
Up.
You said that?
Oh, absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good.
And so then I hung up and then one of the managers was like, no, why'd you tell her to come in here? I was like,
because
she should
fuck
fucking be here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But they were like, she's going to get here and it's going to be worse.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you
deal
get
with it.
I kind of threw it all together. And like, I was trying to like look up the Farmer's Almanac to see, because you always hear people say, oh, the Farmer's Almanac. Like
Farmer's
I say
Almanac.
It. I've never actually read the fucking Farmer's Almanac. But I'm like,
I had two teachers in high school who could always tell us what the weather was going to be.
Yeah.
One of them was because he read the Farmer's Almanac. And the other one was because he had an implant in his leg.
So I will tell
so
you.
So he could feel the cold coming in.
I don't have implants, but I have injuries, and I can tell. Like my shoulder and my knee. And I'm
I thought
like,
you were a cybernetic organism.
I don't like to talk about it because I don't want to affect the future of mankind. Yes, but no, I can feel it. And like I knew this was going to be bad.
Yep.
Anyways, snow days. Seriously, stand up for yourself. If you can't get to work safely, don't fucking go. They can't fire you for it. And if they do, guess what? You can go on unemployment. It's
we'll have you on the podcast.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from you. Like and share.
Snow days are a challenge. And no joke, I would love to just not have to take a train in today and wonder if the train's actually going to be running on time. But
The A-line should be.
It never does.
That's the most reliable one.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, RTD so reliable.
Is a different,
yesterday,
different topic.
Yesterday, they canceled two lines.
So just say that. Yo, I've been waiting for that train for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. Are they going to check? No. Is your boss there?
They claim to be 90% on time.
Well, the A-line, I think, of all the RTD, that's the most reliable.
It is out of all the RTDs, but even then, it's not that reliable. Anyhow. Snow days, they are challenging. All right, let's go into the main course. Unfortunately, we are on a time crunch. I have to go to work here in about 25 minutes.
With a snow day.
So, this one comes from Miller Farms, 4.5 stores from Platteville, Colorado. This is a 4.5-star review from Google. It was a week ago. This is a fun place for the kids. For adults, too. Very friendly, set apart from any farm I've ever been to. The entrance is free. The corn maze is free. The play area and all to see are free.
Guarded by an ogre.
Yep, that too. I missed that. Sorry. You're right. Guarded by an ogre. There are lots of tractors, cars resembling the Disney Cars movie, airplanes, helicopter, love bug, fire trucks, a dirt hill, hay barrel pyramid, chickens, a croc dirt hill.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Which is old school croc shoes that they threw. Corn maze. Yeah.
A croc hill?
Yeah. A croc dirt hill.
Not what I pictured.
Corn maze, already picked pumpkins and vegetables, a small wooden play ship, and more. My pictures do not show all that there is to see. There were pictures. I didn't put them in. There is no pick-your-own-pumpkin patch. That's why this is 4 stars, not 5. The hay ride is for picking your own vegetables for $25 per adult, $15 per kid. You will get 4 plastic bags per person, including kids.
That's pretty fucking good.
Yep. Look at pick-for-bag size examples. We did not do this part. However,
but I still commented and reviewed it.
Yep. However, we did pick our own vegetables from the bins. There are more vegetable options than what our bag shows. The bag was $20. Look at the pick bag for size examples. There's an option to pack stack a wagon full of vegetables, corn stalks, and pumpkin for $50. As long as it all stays still for 5 seconds at the checkout stand. Interesting. That's what they told me, LOL. There are jam jars for $8 each and a coupon and a couple more items. No food aside the little snacks like chips. The entrance is free. The corn maze is free. The play area and all to see are free. All right.
Worst free lunch I ever had.
This person seemed like they were going to be going on like this poetic rhyming thing.
Yes.
I think they kind of just like missed the ball
they
on
deviated.
That. It would have made it so much more
it
interesting.
It would have. It's a pretty darn decent review, you know. She tells that there's free stuff, so that's great.
Yeah.
She lists all the type things that are here. You know, lots of tractors, cars resembling the Disney car movie, airplanes, helicopters, love bugs, you know. There's a hay barrel pyramid. There are chickens, a croc dirt hill, which are actually made up of old croc shoes that they chopped
up. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I pictured crocodiles, but
yeah, no. So apparently
scary
in someone else's reviews I read earlier this morning, the Crocs location in Broomfield here went out of business in 2018, so they had a shit ton of Crocs, and this farm took a bunch and chopped them all up and made like a croc.
We should do a shoe
pit.
Episode.
Ooh, that would be good. Mm. Ooh, shoes according to the restaurants. Snibs, yeah. And Hokas.
Rebox, bitches.
Isn't corn maze kind of redundant?
Yeah. Corn maze?
Maze. I see what you did there. My name's Brad, and I used to teach English.
There's no pick-your-own pumpkin patch. That's a bummer.
Did you not Google the place first? Like, it sounds like...
That's true. That you could have done some research on that lady.
I don't know. It's a good review.
It is. She gave pricing on everything. She even
$20 had pictures. $20 for 4 bags of fucking vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
$20 really for 4 bags of vegetables. Yeah. Like, come on. You should underline that.
That's pretty big. That's a big deal.
I've actually been to Miller Farms when my oldest was in elementary school.
Oh, wow.
We did a...
Eldest.
Eldest. Oldest. I'm the eldest.
Elvish.
I'm the elder.
The elder.
There was a school trip that I chaperoned to Miller Farm. And actually, like, there's cool shit to do there. Like, you can help them harvest stuff,
which is just
awesome.
Like organs and shit?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even think about
organic.
That.
Organic.
Organic.
That's, I mean, that's, for a school trip, that's good.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, we were harvesting potatoes, and then you can like keep the potatoes that we harvested. That was like a thing for the kids. I'm sure you have to buy them if you're adults.
Still cheaper than the fucking grocery store.
That's true.
Because you're paying for the convenience.
Right.
Yep. And the convenience of crappy food. I don't know. I think this, I'm going to give it 3 stars because I think that there's a lot here. She does explain a lot. There are pictures. I just did not include them.
1 star. I don't have time to fucking explain myself. We're on a time crunch.
Oh, get out of here. I'm giving 3 stars because if Samantha jumped up for a 3-star review, then nope. I don't even need to guess anymore. I don't need to make my own decisions.
Fucking sellout. Fucking sellout.
Oh,
Bill
goodness.
Also gives it 3 stars.
Where's your integrity? Where's your integrity?
Where's your integrity? So 3.
You know, the funny thing is that Bill,
all around,
Bill would give like a 1-star review for something that should be 3 and would give 3 stars if it was 2 lines and funny.
I am an agent
That's
of
true.
Chaos.
That's true.
Chaotic neutral.
All right. Shall we take a quick break and come back with happy hour?
Yep.
Okay. We'll be right
back.
Yarb.
Stars crew, gather round and let the good times brew. Raise a glass and let the laughter fill the room. It's the 3 Stars Podcast happy hour. We are sipping on the finest, finest of brews, letting all our worries and stress just slide right out of you. It's the 3 Stars Podcast happy hour. Let's get our drink on.
Welcome back to happy hour, where everybody's supposed to be happy.
Happy.
Happy. Brad, what are we drinking today?
Once again, we are drinking Corpse Revivers. I had mentioned that this was one of the first craft cocktails I learned how to make. I used to work at Linger, which used to be the old Olinger Mortuary. So a lot of the cocktails they did kind of had, you know, that death theme.
Vibe.
Right,
it's the dry carousel. You continue. I was like, it's very dry.
Okay. Oh yeah,
I cheated.
It's a dry carousel. Yeah, I did have to alter the recipe just slightly.
Hey.
Normally it calls for
a classic.
So this cocktail is so old that
nobody knows.
You're supposed to say, how old is it? No, I don't actually have a joke for it. That's true, Bill.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows where it actually came from.
I knew that. I know that nobody knows.
Do you actually know the history of this
cocktail?
I know
a little bit. I'm a bit of a fucking nerd.
Yeah, I know. And do you know the history of this cocktail?
I know that nobody knows the history of the cocktail.
Right. So this was actually considered an American cocktail that people ordered over in England. And then people from England would come over here and order it.
And people were like, what?
Yeah, what?
So like one dickish bartender from America was like,
yeah, right. Like, you know, like there was this whole thing about like, oh, that's totally an American cocktail. Yeah. And it was probably that one fucking guy who was like, oh, we drink these all the time at, you know, at my bar.
I mean, myself and my 3 alter egos in my bar in my basement.
Right. That's like the people that like come to our bars now and they're like, yeah, I'll get a Zigzag Star Pickle. And
you're
like, what the fuck is that?
That's a made up word.
Oh, it's like, it's all the rage in Louisiana.
Dude, like, okay, so 2 things. It tastes like it fucking originates in Louisiana, and it's like super tart and dry.
It is super tart and dry, and that's actually because of the lemon juice.
Okay.
And not having anything in it super sweet.
And nothing that sweetens it up.
The Curacao is super sweet. Yeah.
Caraco.
Now, the Corpse Revivor
and
what you will see on most menus is the Corpse Revivor number 2.
Right.
Now, there's Corpse Revivor 1, 2, 3, 4, and the contemporary Corpse Survivor.
What?
Each of them has a slightly different recipe.
Oh, I could see like a quarter ounce of simple syrup. Like that was the only thing that
In the so on Difford's guide, the contemporary one actually adds in yellow chartreuse.
Ooh.
So none of them actually have any sort of simple syrup or sugar. None of those recipes.
That is a very fascinating.
It relies on the curacao to be the thing
now,
that's sweet.
Let me ask you this. Huh. Oh, you put lemon juice in it. Never mind. So you did shake it. You did shake it.
Yeah. So the funny thing about how it actually ended up coming, it's not even funny, but the thing about how it came standardized was people were ordering it from, you know, like the mid 1800s, and it was a big deal in London, but not over here. And it wasn't until 1930 when Harry Craddock
revive his corpse?
Hey! Sorry. The 1930 Savoy cocktail book. And in it, he's got Corpse Survivor number 1 and Corpse Survivor number 2.
So he's laying claim to 2, not 1.
And they are drastically different. See, so we're drinking the number 2. Number 1 would get Italian vermouth, apple brandy or Calvados, and regular brandy and shaken and strained.
Wow.
Really?
Right. Which is completely different. That is the number 1 that he's got listed in here. So maybe it's the OG.
I'm like fascinated by the anytime there's dry curacao, I'm just like,
yeah.
What?
So then, I used dry curacao, and that's not necessarily specifically what it calls for. It calls for Cointreau in Corpse Survivor number 2.
Cointreau.
but we're using the Pierre Frond. But for Corpse Survivor number 2, it's equal parts lemon juice. It would normally get Quina Lillet, but that's no longer made. Cointreau, dry gin, and a dash of absinthe.
And I have damn good absinthe.
Oh, do you really?
I mean, it's right there.
I've got Leopold Brothers absinthe.
Oh, much better decision.
The damn
Tom
good
Leopold,
is from
personal hero of mine.
The damn good absinthe is from
I want to say Boone's Farm.
Family Jones.
Family Jones.
Yeah,
Boone's Farm. That was not what it was.
Yeah, we're drinking that strawberry. Right? Is that what it is?
It's a strawberry wine or
whatever.
Mad Dog.
It's close to the Mad Dog.
So yeah, and then you know when you get into the other Corpse Survivors, they switch a thing out here and there. Usually, the Cointreau is switched out for something else.
This cocktail is like, I'm glad we did it, and I think we need to revisit it. Obviously, we should just do every version of it.
We should.
But it's mysterious.
I love that it's mysterious and that nobody really knew where it came from, or
that's
at least
cool.
That there's no like. And I'm getting this out of the Oxford Companion to Spirits and Cocktails, which was edited by David Wendrich and Noah Rothbaum. These are two of the most top-notch cocktail and bar historians out there.
Nerds.
And you know, they pulled from a whole bunch of sources. But if you actually go through and read all the different entries into this, they went and put like half of them in themselves. And so, you know, you can trust that the work was done on it.
Wow.
But they say in here, you know, all of this stuff about how they didn't have any idea where it came from. You know, everyone was just ordering it. No one knew. Harry Craddock puts it in his book. And then it becomes a modern classic after being revived. By Ted Haig and others in the early 2000s.
I will say this: like I made a whiskey espresso martini last night, and I didn't put any sweetener in it. I used Frangelico.
Sure.
And like I'm a little bit kind of super fascinated right now with not using sugar syrups.
Different ways to sweeten your beverages.
And the hangover, like you can get drunker faster and you can be less hungover.
Well, and we've talked about this before, especially when we did The Last Word and we started messing around with the maraschino liqueur.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that was super sweet.
Super sweet, and so good.
And so when you put that in, it totally
changes things.
And it sweetens it up. It will counteract any sour, it will counteract a lot of the sour notes that you get. And similarly, in this cocktail, Cointreau does the exact same thing.
And like, I'm guilty of this, but like, like you defer to sugar and sugar syrups.
Right.
And like for me, like you got the chai syrup, you got the maple syrup, you got the fucking damn, you got the simple. Like, what if you don't need to do those things?
Well, I make a version of a daiquiri that instead of simple syrup, I put in velvet falernum and Saint Germain.
See.
And it's amazing.
I'm curious.
In my own mind.
I mean, it's got no real origin to speak of. So
yeah.
It's all the rage in Louisiana from what I hear.
Yeah. Right. So anyway.
Okay.
That was good.
Yeah, that's a happy
And hour. It is good. It's very good.
It's very dry.
It is dry.
Like it's not, and I don't mean it in a bad way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. It's like a good dry wine.
Hey. Good job. Okay. Seriously, good job.
I know you've been asking for this one for a long time.
I've been asking for a lot of things. I've been asking for it, really.
Move on to desserts.
Desserts.
Who wants to get the first one?
I'll do it. Rock Creek, 4 stars, Broomfield, Colorado. 1 star, Google, 5 days ago. No.
We used to love this place. Showed up for our annual tradition and found out that they were closed.
Nice.
The thorns in the field don't bother me. You can't control. I didn't know how to read that. Sorry. can't control all the animals and everything that causes pumpkins to go rotten, like the cold. Or kids who kick them. None of those things bother me. Weird flex, but okay. It does seem like a money extraction, and that's fine, Brad. Did you write this?
you would think.
It's once a year, and to go pick your own pumpkins was a treat for the kids. I guess now it's on to another pumpkin patch.
Is that a comma or a period?
Yeah, that's a comma. That's so weird.
That's so weird. So way random.
And hopefully room for new.
I'm sorry. This is really hard to read.
Wants to show up and take my business from these guys.
Okay, that made no sense.
I'm just reading what you put in front
of me. This was voice texting, I guarantee. Like this was a voice text. Because it has commas where they don't belong, and
you know how that fucks me up. Too.
And suddenly it just like totally changes the sentence. There's no sequitur, right?
Yeah, like, the me you. I was like, I don't think I read that.
The thorns in the fields don't bother me. You can't control the animals.
So, I don't know if they're open 7 days a week.
Well, I'm pretty sure Uncle Google knows.
I was gonna say you can get online and you can check it out.
Yeah, I mean, if they weren't open 5 days ago...
I'm going to die on that hill.
And they gave the staff a day off.
I wasn't informed because I didn't do... I exerted zero effort.
I wasn't informed because I chose to not inform
myself. Because I chose not to fucking try. But I am going to get online and fucking... So I'm aware that the internet exists.
I will write a shit review and bring their overall reviews down.
Fuck you.
I love the fact that he was like... The thorns in the fields don't bother me. You can't control the animals and everything that caused the pumpkins to go rotten or the kids who kicked them. None of these things bothered me. Yet you were bothered enough to write about it in a review.
It clearly bothered you on some level, dude.
It clearly bothered you.
And I just really don't understand. Like, that is kind of is out of context of anything also.
Like,
you didn't even get to go into the thorns
in the
fields.
Right, but you still wrote it. Okay, so it's a good thing it's in desserts because otherwise...
Yeah.
Fuck this person.
Exactly. Right. You're 86.
Right. So once again, you wrote a review about a place you didn't go
couldn't
to.
Look up the hours online, but you had enough time to get online and fucking
bitch about it.
Yeah, they're closed today.
Good. I mean, good for them.
All the snow.
Yeah, I bet you all pumpkin patches are closed today.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep, they are.
I would be.
All right.
My pumpkin patch is closed.
Last dessert.
No,
Miller
no,
Farms,
no, no, no.
4.5 stars, Platteville, Colorado. 1 star.
I don't
star,
want no shrubs.
Google 3 weeks ago.
I'm not going to stop.
So actually, surprisingly, they are closed on the weekends. They're closed
good.
Saturday and Sunday.
Good for them.
Great. That's good.
Yeah.
Take some time off.
They can run their business however the fuck they deem fit.
Miller Farms, 4.4 stars, Platteville, Colorado. 1 star, Google, 3 weeks ago, posting as of 10/2/23. Buyer beware. If you listen to Miller Farms' reply to this review, how do you listen when reading?
I feel like we got to at least read the reply.
I know. There is very little to harvest.
Very little.
Not plenty.
Not plenty.
And not just what I wanted. The small amount that remains is very poor quality.
What?
Go out there and see the quality of the small ears of corn and the baby cabbage heads. Wow, there's ears and heads rolling around? That are left.
Awesome.
And then
it's
tell
Halloween.
People, Boom! It's worth $25 per person. Fields are barren.
Barren.
Like my loins. Whoa. Only pumpkins. Woody carrots.
Whoa.
And moldy. I mean, really, is this like a sex? Is this a sex review?
I was trying to be spooky, but.
Woody carrots?
That's super
moldy
real.
Moldy potato.
I don't know what kind of sex you're having.
Yeah, with moldy potato.
It sounds awesome.
I am old.
Barren. Okay. And moldy potatoes remain. Everything has been picked clean. We got half a bag of beans and some corn.
It doesn't
absolutely
get better.
No potatoes. Absolutely no tomatoes, peppers, onions. So incredibly disappointed to have paid for my whole family to wander around the fields kicking dirt.
You brought your family?
We love Miller Farms and have been coming here for years and years, anywhere from Labor Day to late October, and never had we this little to harvest. Devastated not to be canning this year. Millet Farms do not sell more harvesting tickets. We are not getting our money's worth.
It
How
sounds,
about maybe show up two
Millet
weeks earlier?
Millet Farms.
I mean, it says the beginning of October, but still, like, this person is so upset that, like, you would
right.
think they harvested the pumpkins. Like, they grew right. the pumpkins all year.
Fucking go to another farm.
Yeah, you clearly have the money, dude.
Stop whining.
And what? Have you ever seen a kid, like, out in a field kicking dirt? They're like a pig in shit. They're so fucking thrilled to be out there kicking and throwing
this
dirt.
This fucking place blows
the
ass.
The kids probably had a blast.
Yeah, and I don't know. This person sucks.
Yes.
Seriously, also, fuck off.
I mean, I also think if you want the best stuff, show up at the
show
proper
at
harvest.
The right
if you
time.
Want the best stuff, here's a thought. Grow it your fucking self.
There you go.
Stop bitching
done
about
deal.
Somebody else's fucking effort.
Done.
Yeah.
You done. Bill, you said it.
But
I did say a thing.
That really is like... It's super frustrating.
You're going to bitch about pumpkin patches.
Yeah, he's like, don't sell so many harvest tickets. What are you talking about? You bought harvest tickets.
Dude, you're the chump here.
Right? I mean,
like
holy shit.
Like a chump. Ay.
Like, sorry
I did
that
it all
didn't,
for the pumpkin.
Sorry that there's a limited supply and you decided to show up at the end.
Yeah, sorry people like Halloween and the economy is fucking bouncing back and you aren't fucking special, bud.
I know.
I am feeling very just,
that's why
just like aggressive.
Yeah, it's all the anger pent up inside both you and I from the shit we've dealt with. All right, check, please.
I'm not allowed to be angry. I was told very specifically.
You can be angry. Check, please. What have we learned today?
Two things. I learned
I need
that,
a check. Hey.
That people continue to suck and bitch about
it's
things that are completely under their own
it's
control.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then... I honestly didn't know the history of the corpse survivor.
I knew that there was no history. That's why, because I remember seeing like corpse survivor 2. I'm like, this is weird. You don't see Long Island number 2.
Well, and exactly. And that was like the thing is that I knew that there were multiple corpse survivors, and we made corpse survivor number 2 when I worked at Linger. The first time I'd ever actually had one was at the corner office. And it was Corpse Survivor number 2.
Speaking of being poached.
And that is the one that you see the most. But I just, like, I had no idea that it had, like, an awesome, mysterious history.
Mysterious. So what'd you learn today?
I learned that poached isn't just a...
egg style?
A website for service industry professionals to find work. It's also something that can exist in real life. And it's also a style of egg.
Yeah. Aloha, poached toast.
Aloha is the point of sales.
And so is... No, poached
No, poached is a job recruiting
toast
website.
Toast is
also a point of sales.
Yeah.
Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
I know.
I don't know what I learned today. I learned that it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah,
that's what
is.
I learned. That's what 100%. I learned. And I'm going to call your boss for you.
Uh-huh.
And I got sour news for you. You're not going to the airport.
No, I am.
Nope.
I do. I have to
go.
Nope.
I already cut your brake lines.
The really sour news is that I now have to drive out there. So
yeah. Yeah, because I wish you guys would have told me this beforehand.
No, it's okay. No, it's fine.
I feel a little used, which usually I'm into, but
not this. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use you.
Not this time, precious. Oh wait, let me try that. Not this time, precious.
My precious. I learned that there were 5 different corpse revivers?
We don't know.
There are at least 5.
5?
I didn't see the number 3 recipe, though. I saw the number 4 and the contemporary.
And that it's an American cocktail, but was more popular in
England.
That's
why I was so obsessed about it.
Because
I don't know what
Like, where did this come from?
What the fuck? I know every other fucking build, but this one, it's like...
Well, and you can trace most cocktails, spirits, beers back to an origin.
I like the way you did it. It was dry and tart, but in a good way. Like me.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, dry and tart.
You're a dry tart, Bill.
Okay.
All right. On that note, we're going
to
go ahead
I didn't mean
and
to cut
sign
you
off. It's okay. No worries. No worries. Thank you very much for listening, all of you. We do appreciate it. You be safe this Halloween week. Halloween has already actually passed, but still be safe.
It hasn't, though, because
releases
because
on
of the trade
Halloween.
Winds.
Oh, wait.
Nope, it releases the day after Halloween.
I might get it out early.
Oh, ah,
I bet you
will.
Well,
if the episode drops on the 31st, everybody please be safe while you're out there trick-or-treating, going to your holiday parties. Please do not drive. Drive. No. If you
I
are
don't
drinking,
give a fuck. It's Darwinism.
If you're drinking, please don't drive.
Was Edit
there
that
was
out.
Another situation that Brad and I found out about. Weren't, you know...
Oof.
Yeah. It's horrible, horrible crap.
Let's not,
please do not drive... Call an Uber. Call a friend who's sober. Call a Lyft. Don't drink and drive.
Call us.
Please.
Right, really quickly.
We're not going to do
anything. Survivor number three recipe is brandy, Fernet Branca, and white creme de menthe.
Try that one.
I use gin. Yeah.
We're
gin,
try
dry
that one.
Curacao, lemon juice, and Lillette.
And a couple drops of absinthe. I just did an absinthe.
Thank you for listening. Please make sure to share. Hit that cute little subscribe button, the like button, the heart button, and come on back, you hear?
Take care of yourselves, motherfuckers. Nobody else is gonna.